This is Earth and Sky. Aquatic ecosystems are complex places, easily perturbed by change.
Consider the Upper Verde River flowing through the Arizona desert. In 1997, land managers began trying to improve habitat for native fishes in the Upper Verde. They removed livestock grazing along the riverbanks to reduce erosion and nutrient runoff.
But native fish populations plummeted. A species called the spike dace almost disappeared, while exotic introduced species like smallmouth bass and green sunfish thrived.
It's now thought that some native fishes in desert environments undergo natural population fluctuations. Some scientists believe these fluctuations are tied to natural flooding events. The floods help increase fish populations. At the Upper Verde, no flooding had occurred in several years, so spike dace numbers may have been at a natural low.
But at the same time, studies indicated that the introduced species, green sunfish and smallmouth bass, were voraciously preying on the native fish. No one knows if enough spike dace remain in the Upper Verde to seed a future population after a flood.
For more on this story, visit today's show at earthsky.com. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.